Hey, everybody, we are here at NAFCU's annual conference here, the 49th one, and we ran into MasterCard's John Ainsworth. How's it going, John?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Caltech employees Rich Harris. How are you, Rich?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, guys, NAFCU is running a whole bunch of polls and surveys,
yep.
And one of the surveys said we're talking about technology disruption
right.
being one of the biggest concerns for credit unions these days. You guys want to add to that? I mean, we're all in the technology space and payment space. You guys want to add to that?
Sure.
Rich, you want to go?
Yes, sure. The poll that was taken by the attendees here was related to what credit unions thought was the greatest threat to their existence. And at the very top of the list was the threat was what members' expectations would be of what is provided to them and the service that's provided to them.
John, you want to add anything?
No, for sure. So obviously our relationship with NAFCU is really about advocacy and making sure that the credit unions are able to participate in mm-hmm. whatever the next ecosystem might be.
Right.
And I think that poll was very timely in yep. terms of kind of the reality of expectations and where they're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we're working a lot with kind of the future expectations. We're talking a lot here about millennials mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. aging demographics. And so it's all about technology enablement.
Yeah.
And what a better partner for NAFCU to have than MasterCard as a preferred partner in their ability to provide the innovative process that we need to continue and thrive and provide our members with the change that they expect.
Yeah, and this is a topic that I'm really excited about. I've been anticipating this interview for a day now, but it's been really good. I love the topic of wearable
sure.
payment, wearable stuff, Internet of Things, and this
yep.
is kind of the disruptors that we're that
Absolutely.
Credit unions are kind of scared, but they yep. can also embrace it as well and be right in the mix, so to speak. So do you guys want to comment on that? You guys, actually, MasterCard actually has a program.
Yep, we do.
On
so
this.
I'll share first. I think Rich's organization is a great example with Caltech and just their member base,
mm-hmm.
and obviously the expectations of that segment is very demanding,
yep.
and so trying to make sure we as a partner can help them be prepared for whatever the next thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And John, let me just say, our members are the ones that put the rovers on Mars, so they have a bit of a high expectation
so.
As to a success factor.
Yeah.
And MasterCard's the one to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. So if you think about the Internet of Things, and we've talked a lot about that, all of those things are going to be enabled for payment as well. And so, you know, I'm wearing actually a smartwatch, and if it's enabled
That's
for MasterPass,
cool.
which is our digital wallet,
mm-hmm.
if I have a lapel pin,
mm-hmm.
whatever the wearable might be,
mm-hmm.
My expectation is I'm going to be able to use that in whatever environment, if it's in my car that's IP enabled,
yeah.
if it's buying merchandise. All of that is going to be an expectation of our customers, and it's not 20 years away from now, it's a few years away.
Right.
So again, making sure that we're enabled to help them. So ENDA's MasterCard Digital Enablement Services
mm-hmm.
is really designed to help expedite and simplify and scale that process
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to do that 50 times over.
A lot of this stuff is happening right now, as you guys
Light
well
speed,
know.
Yeah,
yeah that's the thing, it's happening so fast. I mean, from your perspective, Rich, I mean, how do credit unions keep up with all this type of stuff?
It's an extreme challenge, and many of us, as a CEO, I have really competent people and a team behind me that's paying attention to this 24 hours a day. I mean, they're trying to figure it out. But again, you can't do that by ourselves. We have to have the partners that are on the cutting edge and out there in front to be able to provide those kind of things, and that's what MasterCard does for us.
Yep. Sure. Anything to add there, John? I mean, this is a really volatile area that's actually really exciting.
I think, you know, what has been evident at this conference is just the naivety and the confusion
mm-hmm,
and just
mm-hmm.
the thirst for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of our desire in the partnership is to help educate the market.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot with NAFCU in terms of webinars,
mm-hmm.
in terms of interest. We have a presentation on millennials going on right now.
Yeah.
So we try to get the message out and evangelize what the critical needs and member expectations are.
Yeah.
And it's a great partnership to do that.
Yeah, this is right up the millennial alley, so to speak. I mean, with all the, like the watch and the lapel pin. Not that any millennials will be wearing a lapel pin, but
a little old school, maybe a little old school,
maybe, but definitely the watch and the smartphones,
well, it might be hidden in their pocket.
Exactly,
yeah, absolutely, right.
You know, a button. You know, who knows?
Sure.
I mean, that's got to bode well for credit unions.
Well, it bodes well for credit unions. To speak specifically about my credit union, at Caltech.
Yeah.
Caltech, the greatest and university. Of smart minds that have students that are going to be the inventors and the forerunners of new technology for sure. So to have that provided to them from their financial institution and their credit union, critically important.
Yeah. We're already seeing commercials on TV with millennials talking to their refrigerators and ordering ordering a gallon of milk from the Samsung refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Plug for Samsung. All right.
Absolutely.
So yeah, anything.
Happened to be our app in the refrigerator. So yeah.
Very cool. Nice. Nice. Very. See, I mean, it's
there you go.
Small world we live in. So guys, anything else you want to add to wrap up here? I mean, what's your goal here at the show? What's your goal here at the show that you want to accomplish?
Well, my goal is just to be around people like MasterCard who can share innovative ideas, things that are on the forefront, things that are coming up, and make sure that our credit union is aware and planning and including in their strategic plans the kind of things that we have to do. Again, back to the poll, to meet the expectations of our member.
No, I think just in closing, I would agree. I mean, so our efforts here are really one of advocacy, making sure everyone knows we're here to champion for them, and two, as a resource partner, just to know you're not alone in this. You've got great partners, and we're along for the long haul.
Right on. I've said it a million times. These are such exciting times to be in a financial services.
Totally,
we're not branches and phones anymore. We are everything almost. So,
absolutely.
And you guys are
absolutely
pushing that proverbial envelope, so thank you very much.
Appreciate it.